Leftist speaker, Trump may win the White House because Kamala and Joe sold out the working class. By Hannah Knudsen on August 20, 2024. A leftist speaker in support of Green Party candidate Jill Stein said on Tuesday that the Biden-Harris administration sold out the working class in every sense of the term, warning that former President Donald Trump could win again for that very reason. Speaking from the podium in front of a sign reading "No Harris, No Trump," the woman deemed Trump a billionaire con man who is a warmonger and anti-worker, but she concluded that Trump left the White House as an unpopular president. And yet now there is a possibility he could return to power. And the only reason for that is because the Biden-Harris administration sold out the working class in every sense of the term, she said, placing the blame squarely on these Democrats. She then laid out a series of policy positions Biden and Harris claimed to have, asserting that they completely dropped the ball. When they ran for office in 2020, both Biden and Harris said they supported the $15 an hour minimum wage. Biden said he would be the most pro-union president in history, and he still makes those claims, she said. Harris said she supported Medicare for all. She said she opposed fracking. These promises, like much of Gaza, lie in rubble. She continued, explaining that these Democrats sold out the working class in a variety of ways. Working people face a deep cost of living crisis. The price of bread has gone up by 147%, she exclaimed, also pointing to the reality of historic credit card, medical, and student debt. Working people are facing war and climate catastrophe. Working people faced with all this, they look back at the last 4 years. It's massive levels of inflation, the skyrocketing cost of fuel, housing, all of this, and also, majority of American people are calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. And they look at all of this and follow all of these reasons millions of working people want, correctly so, want to vote against the status quo in some shape or form, she concluded. Related, leftist protester bashes Kamala for being complicit in genocide of Palestinians. Her remarks follow those Stein made Monday, as she called on Democrats to abandon Harris. So, abandon Biden, abandon Harris, thank you so much for what you're doing, not just for the Arab American community, not just for the Palestinian community, but for all Americans, she said. You are helping us assert our democracy again. Our democracy that is on life support, Stein added.